I would like to call to order the February 6th special meeting of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. As a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. I could please ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, if you could please call the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Four present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'm going to go over the process for this evening. Hopefully that alleviates any questions that anyone might have, but it's going to take a little bit. So just bear with me. I'm just going to read through it so that I get everything completely accurate. So before we move on to the new business this evening, the purpose of our special meeting is to select and appoint a new township supervisor to fill the unexpired term of Mark Moyer, which terminates on December 31st, 2021. As everyone is aware, Mr. Moyer tendered his resignation to the township manager on Friday, January 17th, 2020. That set into motion a process for this board to select his replacement. As per section 407B1 of the Second Class Township Code, the Board of Supervisors accepted Mr. Moyer's resignation at its regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. As per the Second Class Township Code, Section 407, the Board of Supervisors has 30 days from the date of accepting the resignation in which to fill the vacancy. The end of this 30-day period is Thursday, February 27th, 2020. If the Board of Supervisors has not filled the vacancy by that date, the Township shall advertise another public meeting to be convened to activate the vacancy board as per section 407C of the Second Class Township Code to fill the vacancy. The vacancy board must meet to appoint a candidate within 15 days of the end of the initial 30-day period. The 15th day for the vacancy board is Friday, March 13th, 2020. If at that time the vacancy board does not select a candidate to fill the vacancy, the members of the vacancy board shall petition the Dauphin County Court of Common Pleas to fill the vacancy, as per the Second Class Township Code, Section 407D. The vacancy was duly advertised and posted on the township's website for 15 days. The township received letters of interest and resumes from prospective candidates through Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Tonight, we have seven candidates interested in filling out the remainder of Mr. Moyer's term. We received notice this afternoon that Mr. Engel asked to be removed for consideration. Thank you to all of the candidates for your interest in serving our community. The process for this afternoon. First, we'll listen to all of the candidates in alphabetical order. Each candidate will have 3 minutes or less to outline why they are seeking this position and what qualifications they are bringing to the township. After each candidate has made their opening comments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask questions if they so choose. This process will continue for each of the candidates. Following the conclusion of opening remarks, any questions, I'm going to open the floor to my colleagues to put candidates into nomination. We will handle each candidate that is put into nomination as a separate action item. Members will need to place candidates in a nomination with a motion and a second. Once candidates are nominated, I will ask the township manager to call a roll call vote on the candidate in nomination. If a candidate receives a majority of votes, three or more, that individual shall be appointed to the position of Township Supervisor, and the chair shall declare nominations closed. Once a supervisor is selected, a notary public is available to administer the oath of office this evening or as soon as the candidate wishes to be sworn in. At this point, the chair will accept motions to adjourn the meeting. If, after several rounds of voting, no candidate receives a majority of the votes, The chair will declare the board at an impasse and nominations will be closed. The board will adjourn until such time that another meeting can be advertised for the vacancy board to convene as per Section 407C of the Second Class Township Code. So now at this point, we will open up for visitor and public comment. I would ask that public comment be limited to the item on tonight's agenda. If members of the public wish to speak on another topic, we have another meeting scheduled on Tuesday, February 11th. And I'd also like to say that all of the candidates are here because they'd like to serve our township, and I ask that any comments please be respectful. So at this point, I would ask that the comments be 3 minutes or less. I'm going to time them, and so we will stop you at the end of 3 minutes just to move the process along. And at this point, I'd ask if there's anybody that would like to come up and say a few words, please come to the podium and state your name and address so that we have it for the minutes.
I will. Richard Gamble, resident of Derry Township. Is this on? Anyways, I'm hoping tonight Richard Gamble, Derry Township, Harpenville Road. I'm hoping tonight that what we witness will be an example of leadership, not a pep rally, not basically calling somebody non-compliant or disobedient, or split and try to work as a team. I'd rather see that tonight, not them against us. I thought this board was going to be united. But reading things I'm reading in the paper, comments that are being made, we are splitting. We're worse than Washington, D.C. We're going to repeat that history another 2 years, 3 years. Let's be human tonight. Let's be civil. Let's do what's right for the township. For the majority of the people in this community do care about our community. But we don't separate it by them against us. So let's get united. Thank you.
Anyone else like to make a comment?
I'll have her pass out while I talk. My name is Jonathan Chris, 226 West Chocolate. My issue is zoning, and particularly protection of neighboring property owners in the zoning process. And to that, I look to the people who have voted on this issue, who are before you as candidates, to see what they have done previously in their voting and whether they do protect the neighboring property owners. I am sad to say that neither Chris Abruzzo, John Foley, Joyce St. John, or Ronald Ferland have cared about neighboring property owners and have voted against their interests consistently in this township for the past few years. Let's talk about Mr. Foley. You will remember in April 2013, they were going to put the Chipotle in. Mr. Foley, Mr. Abruzzo, and Kelly Fidelli were all on your board. And they changed the zoning in the middle of the hearing to allow the Chipotle in because instead of protecting neighboring property owners, they wanted the business to go in. Justice Sam Roberts, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice, has defined zoning in Pennsylvania as the following. The ordinary development of property, and he defines in his cases ordinary development as protection of the surrounding area and interests of neighboring property owners from harm. This is not what we do with zoning in Derry Township. It has become an economic development tool. As Mr. Foley said to me when I discussed the Chipotle with him, well, we're just going to have to go ahead and my client, Maria Yee, she's basically just going to have to take one for the team. And what we were discussing was a report that had come from the Dauphin County Planning Commission recommending that the Chipotle be turned down. Diane Myers of the Dauphin County Planning Commission had brought a report that recommended turning down the Chipotle because A, it was too much jammed on a little lot, B, the area could not handle the traffic, and C, construction action were likely to damage neighboring property owners. And you know what? Her prediction came true because when they put the Chipotle in, they did thousands of dollars of damage to Mary E's building, her basement, and her footers. Surprisingly enough, both Mr. Abruzzo and Kelly Fidelli also voted for that. Mr. Abruzzo then went on, and he is currently on the Dauphin County Planning Commission. He has been there since 2017, where he was appointed. Not surprisingly appointed, because our Derry Township interests had an awful lot of things coming up, and they wanted to make sure that they all got approved. And Mr. Abruzzo certainly delivered.
3 minutes. Thank you.
You're not going to let me finish.
3 minutes. We want to get through as everyone is and get through the rest of the meeting. Thank you.
You have the handouts of what they voted for, both her and Joe St. John.
Anyone else have comments they'd like to make?
Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. Quite a riot, isn't it? What's been going on here for the last 18 months or so. But the only thing I want to say is that Mark Moyer obviously resigned. The citizens in his township voted for him. There were thousands of votes for Mark. And at the same time, this past election, Mark was very involved with Carter and Natalie's election campaign. I know that we had four good candidates to choose from, but Natalie and Carter won, and it was thought of that they were going to work together with all board members to, you know, do the best for Derry Township. So what I'm asking is that the board consider Mark Moyer's time, the people that elected him. They elected him for a reason, and I think that you should select somebody from the same cloth as Mark Moyer. We're not talking about national politics where there's a Democratic governor that's going to pick a senator that's replacing a Republican that resigned. We want to do something here in the township that mirrors what the people in this community voted for, and let's move forward. I'm just as tired about this recreation community center as anybody else is. We need to do something. We need to get off the dime. We got to move in one way or the other. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers. Anyone else?
Kevin Ferguson, Quail Hollow Road. To follow up with his comment, that mirrors a comment by one of the newly elected supervisors. I believe it was in the Hummelstown Sun where I read the quote that the next appointed supervisor should reflect Mark Moyer's position on the community center. I disagree with that. I don't think that's the right way to go about appointing another supervisor. The supervisor's seat is not Mark Moyer's, it belongs to the people. We don't know how Mark Moyer would vote on or what position he would take on some of the decisions that need to be made. You admitted last week you still don't have an idea yourselves on what we're going to do. Mark Moyer certainly didn't. He had no plan. His only position was he didn't like the community center because of the cost, but he had no plan. We can't presume to know what he's going to think when a decision needs to be made. So I don't think that should be a qualifier at all in choosing a supervisor. There are many more issues that come before the board than just the community center. Thank you for the time.
Good evening, Lindsay Drew, 73 Carousel Circle. As publicly elected township officials, you have each taken a public oath of office, swearing to support the Constitution of the United States and of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and to support and perform the duties of the office of the supervisor with fidelity. This is not the first time I've come before this board and asked both publicly and by email for greater transparency and compliance with the Sunshine Act, and I know I'm not the only resident who has raised concerns about it. In fact, I emailed this board the day following your last public meeting and directly quoted sections of the Sunshine Act, expressing my concern that actions being taken by this board were not compliant with it. I am aware of the lawsuit filed this week that further elaborates on my concerns and directly references said violations to that act. I would have hoped that the township and supervisors would have heeded calls for compliance before it came to this point. With issues facing the township as large as the community center project, it is imperative as taxpayers and residents that we are able to entrust those elected to serve to operate with the highest level of integrity and transparency. Unfortunately, it appears that has not occurred. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to appoint an individual to fill the current vacant supervisor seat. While a complex decision, it should be a simple process. You receive applications, you interview the candidates, and then you vote for one whom you feel is the most qualified to serve our township. But this is anything but simple for numerous reasons, all which suggest a lack of integrity and transparency, including the perception and accusations of appointments being made, which not only appear to be a conflict of interest based on financial contributions made to recent campaigns, but those whom you've been elected to serve. It also appears that they serve personal agendas rather than the common good of those whom you've been elected to serve. Furthermore, I've been made aware of efforts by one of these supervisors who have made personal phone calls to discourage residents from applying for this position, stating that the replacement had already been determined and that individuals should not waste everyone's time and avoid the humiliation. As someone who believes in democracy and equal opportunity, this has been incredibly disheartening and also embarrassing as a township resident. If this is true, how is the community supposed to trust your actions and put faith in the members of this board to do what is right? Tonight's vote is not just about the replacement of a supervisor. It's about the future of our community, and the Community Center project is also at stake. I appreciate the willingness of all candidates to put their name forward, and I hope whomever is appointed will operate in a more upstanding way than what we are experiencing. I don't believe that my words this evening will influence at least half of this board, as it is clear by actions recently made that your mind is already made up. But I ask the other half to do what is right and not grant a majority vote. Out of fairness to the candidates who have applied, every single one of them, so no one may be appointed to serve under such a cloud of controversy and accused wrongdoings. For your constituents who want their recreation center back, for the students, the children whom the community center serves.
3 minutes.
For all of our recreational, I implore you to do the right thing and do what's right for the future of this township and act with integrity. Thank you.
Linda Iyer, 2321 Raleigh Road. Integrity, fiscal responsibility. Over the last 16, 17 months, there's never been a bottom line presented on what the true costs will be for the community center. As an accountant, I've got a real problem with that. We need to know what the true costs are. There has been a recent article in the paper, still never gave us a bottom line. I hope that when you consider someone that supports full transparency of what the true costs are.
Any additional public comment?
Dennis Berg, 651 Pheasant Run Road, Homerstown. I'm very concerned about our growth here in the township, more of the lack of growth. We need growth, we need revenue coming into this township in order to make some of the improvements that need to be made in the township. And we have very little land to develop. With the trust owning so much acreage, it's not going to be easy. Every week, we are losing people to the West Shore, to Lancaster County, into the Carolinas. We don't have any growth. Once Charter Homes is finished off of the Middletown Road by the end of the year, there's nothing in the way of a major development for any level of housing. I've been in this township since 1968. I've put together 7 parcels on the Middletown Road. I brought the first convenience store. I brought the first daycare center. I brought the first car wash and lube center. The garden center has been there for almost 30 years. And the garden center needs to be moved. And I hope the present board, as well as all the candidates in here, have an open mind. And you're going to be seeing some plans in the next 6 months that I hope are going to benefit everyone on the Middletown Road and everyone in the community. And I don't want to lose the garden center. I started that in 1987, but it has to be moved. Why does it have to be moved? Stormwater management. Improved traffic on the Middletown Road. The only way we will get new growth, positive growth, more revenue in this township is through well-planned projects. There's very few that can happen because of the trust. You're not hearing anything about the trust project west. My intelligence tells me that's way down the road. So just present supervisors, we have newly elected people, the candidates here, please have an open mind about growth in this township. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve Son, 450 West Granada Avenue, Hershey. I know you're probably thinking right now that the four of you have a great challenge in front of you. I'd like to suggest to you that you have a great opportunity in front of you. And that great opportunity is to hear from the candidates.
Can you speak up a little, please?
Yeah, thank you. I will. I think you have a great opportunity in front of you. And it's to hear from the candidates and to hear what they represent, what they have to say, but also what they've done and what they've not done in this community in the past, and what other agendas they may have, what personal agendas they may have that are supporting their own personal interests or interests of, you know, friends and business associates and so on, and come together as a board of supervisors and bring what so far is a very split situation, bring it together and hopefully bring someone who can work with all four of you and help build the leadership that needs to be exhibited by this board of supervisors. We've got a lot of talent on this board here. So the issue isn't your individual talent right now. The issue that I see it, and I think a lot of others see it, is coming together, reaching some reasonable agreement on a number of critical issues, from the community center to zoning and development to traffic and infrastructure and lots of other issues. But if we can't bring this together, I know we're watching in national politics how divisive everything is. If we can't do this on a local level, I fear we're doomed. And I really hope that the four of you can find a candidate here that you can all agree may not represent everything that each of you want and believe, but that you can find a candidate you can come together on. To me, that's a much better end game than this going to lawsuits and other things and the court deciding it. That's always a better solution. So that's all I ask of you. And I know it's a tough job, but I guess it's an opportunity too. So as opposed to just a challenge. Thank you very much.
Seeing that there's no one else that would like to make any additional public comments, we will move into the new business that we are here to do this evening, and that is the selection and appointment of a township supervisor to fill the unexpired term of Mark Moyer. So as noted earlier, we will begin alphabetically with candidate introductions and board questions. Each candidate will have 3 minutes to outline their personal qualifications that they are bringing to the township. So in alphabetical order, we will start with Christopher Abruzzo.
Good evening. As you said, my name is Chris Abruzzo. I reside at 12 Jacobs Creek Drive. I've lived in Derry Township for over 21 years. You have a copy of my resume, but allow me to summarize my qualifications to serve. I was elected by this community in 2007 to serve a 6-year term in the Board of Supervisors. During that time, I served as chairman of the board for over 4 years. My responsibilities were varied, as are yours. I served as chairman of the Municipal Authority Board. I served as a member of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee, a member of the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority, as the emergency services liaison to the best police and fire departments in Dauphin County, and as a member of the joint working group with the school district. I know full well the commitment of time and energy required by this position. I am a fiscal conservative, and for 6 years, my fellow board members and I worked very hard with our dedicated township staff to pass fiscally responsible budgets while maximizing township services. I understand that the role of a supervisor is that of a policy and decision maker, not a micromanager of township operations. Planning and preparing for the future of this community as it relates to township services, economic growth, and development is as important as the day-to-day operations of the township. During my 6-year term, I was involved in all aspects of municipal government. This included oversight of some or all of the following projects: the sale of the old township building, renovation of the fire station, over $4 million of stormwater improvement projects, the recovery and rebuilding efforts after Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee, the search process and the hiring of a new police chief, contract negotiations with the Derry Township Police Association, refinancing and stabilizing of the township's long-term municipal debt. I also helped renegotiate the Hershey Amusement Pilot Agreement to remove the 10-year reopening provision so that that agreement could be revisited every year. And yes, even appointing a citizen to fill a vacancy on the Board of Supervisors. This list is not complete, but you get the point. I know that my experiences as a lawyer, a manager of large and small organizations, and as a community volunteer were helpful to me and my fellow board members back when I last served. I believe they would be again. I am a consensus builder, and I pride myself on being a problem solver, and I think I could be an asset to this board in helping to build unity. My 6 years on this board gave me valuable insight into the many moving parts of township government and the value of good governance. I'm currently the chairman of the township's Industrial and Commercial Development Authority. I'm chairman of the Dauphin County Planning Commission. I'm a volunteer board member for the Moeller Senior Center, and I recently became a trained volunteer at the Hershey Food Bank. If my service on the Moeller Senior Center board represents a conflict of interest, I will resign that position until this appointment ends. Otherwise, I can think of no personal or professional conflicts which would prevent me from serving on the Board of Supervisors. I humbly offer my services to this board and to the community that I love, simply because help is needed. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Mr. Bruzzo, thanks very much for applying. The first time I've met you, actually, so good to see you here. I have two questions for you. The first one is, and if you'll excuse me, the past issues that you've had, they've been well documented, so I'm going to decline to talk about those tonight. I do have one major issue, though, and it was your very vocal and financial support for the Wyckoff Nutt election ticket. How can you convince the citizens of Derry Township and this board to trust you to make unbiased decisions when some crucial issues come before this board?
I've supported almost every supervisor candidate that's run for supervisor in the last 15 years. I supported Mrs. Court, Mrs. Nutt, Mr. Wyckoff, supported a number of former supervisors that are currently in this room. I don't think that it ever, I don't think there was ever a time where who I supported got in the way of making good decisions for the community. And I'm certain that my track record as a member of the Board of Supervisors would support that.
But you'll be on this board serving with these?
I don't have any different allegiance to them. I supported them because I believed in what they were doing. I believed in their message. But I believed in Mrs. Court's message, and I believed in what she's been doing on the board. And you're right, Mr. Samuda, you and I haven't met. I don't have any preconceived notions of not being able to work with you. In fact, I would say that I was very proud to serve with Sandy Ballard for 4 years, and I considered her a partner, and to this day, I consider her a friend. So to me, I've always very easily left the campaigns and politics outside, and when we get into this room, it's about doing the right thing for the community all the time.
I have one more question.
Sure.
And it involves the community center, obviously. What is your position on the new HCC as contracted for? And do you agree that the contractors for the HCC should be released immediately to avoid putting the township in jeopardy of contract default and thus costing the township an estimated $3 million in cancellation costs in addition to the already to the nearly $8 million already accounted for in sunk costs?
I can tell you that I'm for a project. I've been for a project for 10 years. At the time when I served on this board, the fire station project took priority, but I think all of my fellow board members at that time recognized we needed to do something there. So I'm supportive of what's been the fact that something is being done. I've seen the most, you know, I've seen different iterations of the plans and the most recent plans that were approved in December. I think there's a project that can be accomplished without canceling contracts. I think there's enough there that we can all agree on and that the stakeholders in this community can get behind. I will say this. The taxpayers in this community are the number one stakeholder behind this project because they're paying for the project. There are very good people in this room that belong that are a part of other stakeholder groups, but I would rate them as sort of the second tier. And that would be the folks from the Moeller Senior Center. There would be folks that are interested in competitive swimming from the aquatic club and the high school. All important stakeholders, but we have to look at the project through the lens of the taxpayer first. There, because the taxpayer represents the entire community, not just one group. So I think there is a project currently in existence that we can get done as a board and as a community, which doesn't raise taxes any further, and in fact, which really gives the stakeholders most of what they want. But I also don't subscribe to, you know, a blank check and paying whatever it costs at all, whatever the cost is at all costs. And I do think, I can tell you as a lawyer, Mr. Samuda, look, I recognize the sort of the position the contractor is in right now, but I think any other lawyer would tell you this is the time to be meeting with the contractor, getting everybody on the same page. The contractor deserves to know that the community is taking a pause. Whether anybody on this board likes it or not, the election and then the departure of Mr. Moyer has at least given this board the reason to just pause for a moment and get everybody in alignment, get the parties back together, get agreement. And I think we can reach out to the contractor such that the contractor isn't harmed in any way, and there are no additional costs associated with arriving at this agreement, at this plan. I do not think it's a good idea to tear up the plans and start new. But I'd like to sit down and see if I'm on the board, I'd like to sit down and try to arrive at a project that we can all agree on and that really gives the stakeholders most of what we want.
Your point is subject to a larger discussion that we can't really get into here. Thank you very much for your answers.
Thank you.
Hi, Chris. Sort of a follow-up to that question, I'm going to ask the same question of every candidate. You just have the disadvantage of being letter A. So if you were appointed to this board, what would you do first, and how would you move the board toward consensus on the community center project?
Well, what would I do first? I would, you know, first, to Ms. Drew's point, right, we have to be very sensitive about not violating the Sunshine Act. So immediately, I would set out to meet with each of the supervisors individually and kind of sit down and try to get at least establish a meeting of the minds where each person is on the project. And I understand you, Mr. Zamuda, you've been in this for 3 years, and that's hard. I respect that for you. But I do need to sit down and find out specifically the things that are important to you about this project, commitments you feel that you need to see made. I need to do the same with Mrs. Nutt and Mr. Wyckoff. Candidly, I've never sat down with them either and said, what are you specifically for? What are you specifically for? So I need to do that with each member of the board. I think through that process, we'll be able to identify the things that we have in common, the things that we can all accept. We'll get a better idea of can we get to the middle, or can we all go to one side? I mean, we'll learn that through the process, and I think that can happen in a week. And then we need to come to some consensus about the next step dealing with the contractor. I mean, we do need to reach out to the contractor. We can't have them just sitting out there. So that's the first thing I would do. I don't have a preconceived notion, truthfully, one way or another. I know we need the project, and I firmly believe, and I have for 10 years, that the pool situation needed to be improved. And we have a competitive pool. We should absolutely still have a competitive pool. We should do what we can to improve upon it. And we need space for seniors. I mean, we're long past due in this community to have dedicated space for our seniors. Right? But there are also other needs in the community, and needs that, quite frankly, when we closed down the Granada Gym, we left some people sort of out in the cold without a place to go. And we need to address those issues too. So I'm all for the project. And as I said, I've said, and very careful when I say I'm all for a project. Right? I don't know exactly what it looks like. It's got to be similar to what's out there, because I recognize we don't want to incur unnecessary additional costs. But I think we can do it as a group. See, you're sorry you asked me the questions, because I won't shut up. Is that okay? Do you have any other questions?
Your turn to shine.
I have an easy one, and I'm going to ask all of the candidates the same thing. What do you feel that the primary responsibility of local government is?
Well, you know, it hasn't changed since I ran the first time, and I used to say, you know, it's public safety, public works, and parks and recreation. Those are in those order, you know, in that order, I believe as every dollar that we collect in taxpayer funds have to be prioritized in that manner. We're very fortunate in the township that we've been able to manage that well over the years. But you know, that's what I think, that's the priority order that I see.
Thank you.
I'll ask you the same thing everyone asked Natalie and I. You sure you want to do this?
I don't know. I've asked my wife. I'm not sure if I do want to do it anymore. No, I want to do it. I do. And I mean this, and I say this very humbly. I know that it's hard. You will all feel the same way. Someday you will no longer be on the board, but you will know that you spent 6 years of your life working very hard, spending a lot of your time doing really yeoman's work, right? You spend a lot of hours nobody knows about. And when you leave the board, you will look back as, I think I saw Mrs. Fidelli in here, Mrs. Fidelli, Mr. Pries, Mr. Foley, you will look back on those years and you have a sense of ownership over it. You feel like, boy, I've tried to be a good steward for the 6 years that I was on the board. And when you see that the board is having trouble or there's difficulty, there is a sense of a sort of a calling. You feel like, hey, I think I can help. I've been there. I think every one of our boards have had difficult issues. This is probably the most difficult issue in terms of how this has played out. I don't think it had to play out this way, but nevertheless, it is a difficult issue. It can be tackled, it can be challenged, but we've all had difficult issues. And you do have to unite as a board and try to find common purpose and direction. And as a group, you'll make it through just like we have. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think, Carter, yes, I'm ready to help. And if you'd like me to help, I'm willing to help.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you guys. Thank you, Dustin.
Amy Vachenstos. I hope I said that right. Welcome.
Thank Thank you for having me. Amy Backenstas, lifelong resident of Hershey. I'm very passionate about my town. It was a blessing to grow up here, and I've chosen to raise my family here as well. We are grateful for the excellent schools, the library, the parks and recreation, the dairy recycle, I love that place, and the safety and the security here. Milton Hershey gave us a unique town in a rural setting with all the conveniences and amenities that we could ask for, and it really doesn't get any better than Hershey. What I would like to bring to the position of supervisor is good government, in prudent spending, in trying to keep everybody's best interests at issue at all times, focusing on the residents as opposed to select groups, keeping Hershey safe and keeping the good schools, saving some green space and some sustainability, and keeping Hershey unique and special, and to practice in harmony with the professionals already here. And I wish everybody good luck. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Questions?
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming out. I think your father was my childhood doctor growing up in town.
Probably.
A long time ago. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Mr. Abruzzo about your position on the Hershey Community Center. I'll read it back to you. What is your position on new HCC as contracted for? And do you agree that the contractor should be released immediately to avoid putting the township in jeopardy of contract default and thus costing the township an estimated $3 million in cancellation costs in addition to the nearly $8 million already accounted for in sunk costs?
I definitely don't want to pay a fine of $3 million. I would like to be brought up to speed by the supervisors already. I would like to meet with people and hear everything that they know. I'm just trying to get here at this point right now, but I see people on both sides of the fence. I hear we need repairs there at the community center and the pool, and it's a lovely place. You know, it's adorable. It's like you're at a summer camp when you're at our pool that we have now, and we need that. We need a pool. But I need to be brought up to speed on everything, and I also would like to hear taxpayers. I don't know if we're allowed to have coffee sessions or something like that where we can get people to tell us their opinions, and we need to know about the cost of using the pool later. Is it going to be very expensive for the average person? That kind of thing. So honestly, I need more information.
I understand, and sorry for the question. Now I realize that you don't have all that information.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's all right, no problem.
Thanks for coming tonight. And you sort of started to answer this a little bit, so if you want to elaborate, you're welcome to. But if you were appointed to the board, what would be your first action to try to unify the board to move forward with some sort of a plan on the community center?
I think, you know, having you all bring me up to speed, talking with you, and then talking to people, you know, everywhere, and just seeing what people want. And, you know, follow your guidance, of course, because you know what you're doing, and I'm new, but I am a lawyer, so I'm a little smart, but anyway, and just go from there.
Thank
go forward.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
If you could please tell me what you think the role of local government is.
The best interests of the residents and the taxpayers, doing the best for our community, absolutely.
Thank you.
Amy, I haven't seen you at any of the prior meetings, so thank you for coming tonight. I'm just curious, this is similar to what I asked Chris, what are your motivations for stepping into the fray?
So, you know, tonight when I was dropping off a child at dance class and working out all the logistics to have her dropped off and another sitter and all this, I said, I'm gonna miss you, but I'm going there because I'm doing this for you, because I want your town to be great 20 years
30 years, 50 years. I want it to continue to be a great place, like I had. That's why I'm here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Skip Becker.
Thank you. My name is Skip Becker. I live at 79 Almond Drive here in Hershey. I come this evening after having spent the past year campaigning for this position. As such, I did what most people do when they campaign, which is to spend a great deal of time knocking on doors and talking to the residents of Berry Township. And from that, I believe that I get a fairly accurate feeling about the township and where it would like to go and how it would like to get there. So I bring that information as fresh as a year's worth of knocking on doors to my candidacy. I owe no debt to either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. None. I wasn't endorsed by the Democratic Party, and nor was I embraced in any way, shape, or form by the Republican Party. So effectively, I ran my campaign essentially as an independent. While I came in fourth, it was a close race. Very close. I bring no baggage with me to this podium, or hopefully to that chair. I am a community-minded person who has spent the last 40 years working on behalf of the community, and to some success. Hershey Area Playhouse stands as a testament to that. So also does my experience operating a 365, 24-hour-a-day bus company. I've negotiated labor contracts. I've dealt with budgets of considerable amounts. And I was also in charge of our human resources department. So working with people, finding consensus, has been a skill that I've honed over those 20 plus years. My daughter was raised in Berry Township. Quite well, thank you. Doing well, thank you. And my late wife taught in Berry Township for 23 years. That relationship, both child and parent, brought me close to this community in a variety of ways I never expected. In ways for which I'm grateful. So I have a great deal of skill, both as a citizen, as a business person, as a relative neutral party, that I want to bring to the empty chair we're talking about tonight. And I hope that we are able to look not only at our current problem, but also look forward to what lies ahead of us. This is one problem of many. I have the time. It's me and Walter at home, and my girlfriend on many pleasant occasions. So I've got the time to do it. I have the skill to do it. And most importantly, I have the desire to do it. And it would be my pleasure to spend the next 2 years doing it. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Becker.
Hi, Skip. How you doing? You're looking good, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the last time I looked at it. I talked to you, you weren't so happy, but I'm glad you are. I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked the previous two candidates. Your position on the new HCC is contracted for, and do you agree that the contractors for the HCC should be released immediately to avoid putting the township in jeopardy of contract default and thus costing the township an estimated $3 million in termination costs, cancellation costs, sorry, mm-hmm. in addition to the nearly $8 million accounted for as sunk costs?
Immediately is a very time-bound term. I don't have access to the same information that you do. So it would, of course, be incumbent upon my responsible response to say, let me look at things first. But I do believe that we have put enough money into this that we are not in a financial, intelligent financial position to throw it all out the door and start again. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody I've talked to wants to do that. So I think my response is no. I don't think we should throw it out the door, and I need to find out what's going on before a decision would be made either way. But I am not inclined at this point to say let's start over.
Thank you.
Skip.
Susan?
If you would provide an answer on what your first steps would be. Obviously, there are other issues in our community aside from the community center, which we all hope to get to someday soon. But if you could do anything in your first day, first week as a supervisor, what would you do related to the community center to get the project and the board moving?
I don't think I differ that much from what most other candidates would suggest. I believe it is responsible for us to meet with you, each individually. Right? You need to know me, and I need to know who you are. And I need to know how it is that working will take place. That doesn't come from a confrontational meeting, nor does it come from a political meeting. Politics, we have to stop, as many of our speakers said this evening, we have to stop the divisiveness. We can't do this any longer. This morning, our president says there will be retribution. I wish no retribution. Let's figure out how to work together. And so, that would be my first effort, to figure out how it would work, how we can work together by talking with the other supervisors and not to them. And there's a critical difference between talking with someone and talking to them.
Mr. Ricker.
Yes.
What do you think the role of local government is?
Well, in this case, I agree with Chris. I do believe that local government is first responsible for the safety and care of its citizenship. Whatever we do, that's what we should be doing. We should also be paying a great deal of attention to our infrastructure so that our citizens can go about their lives with relative ease. And lastly, I believe Parks and Recreation is important. We have a responsibility to our citizens to provide them with a community that, as Amy just mentioned, will be memorable, not only to us, but to our children, our grandchildren, and their children after them. So that's what we should do, and we should do it right.
Thank you.
Skip, I left my fork at home, so no questions from me. I think we all know that.
I don't think I have mine either, Connor.
Here to serve, so thank you very much.
I am happy that I'm once again able at least to stand before you as a candidate
and risk, yet more of myself and my time by becoming part of your thought process. I'm a big boy. I can take no. I've had it said to me numerous times. But in this case, I sure would like it to be a yes, because I think I will represent a positive aspect to this management, this governance. One, you don't have to be afraid of. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. Next, Mr. John Foley.
I'll give you a little handout.
Good evening, and I am John Foley. I just want to share three common points that I'd like to touch on this evening with regard to this position. A, experience. B, leadership. And C, the successes. You can hit the next slide, please. Thank you. My proven experience is among other things, this list here. So, oversight of the rebuilding efforts following the flooding from Tropical Storm Lee. It was a collaborative effort, but it was one in which I was involved in both ways, boots on the ground and also in the EOC and administratively following the flooding once I was sworn into office. Oversight of the realignment of Chocolate and Cocoa Avenues, this is a transportation initiative. Oversight of the realignment of Park Boulevard. The collaboration with PennDOT on the right turn lane for Middletown Road. Oversight of the Route 322 roundabouts on Milton Hershey's campus. I led the funding and construction of the new fire station. I led the installation of the solar array, which is right in front of this building. From a leadership perspective, I have more than 25 years of service in the community. Initially starting out with the Hershey Fire Company, I had 23 years there. I've climbed through the ranks of progressive leadership as a safety officer, a lieutenant, a training officer, and the final 8 years of my service as the assistant fire chief. In my service here as a supervisor, I was the chairman of the board for 3 years. I chaired the township's ICDA for 4 years. I was a commissioner with Tri-County Regional Planning Commission for 3 years. I led the fight against the commercial rail traffic in southwestern area of the township. I had 6 years of oversight of the Derry Township Emergency Services, 6 years of oversight of the Transportation Committee, 7 years on the ICDA. Currently, my leadership is outside of the township, well, outside of government. I'm the current vice president of Milton Hershey School Alumni Association, which serves over 10,000 graduates. All of these pieces really fall into the next level of collaboration and successes that I can at least be part of that team. I helped lead the restoration of the reserve fund. Following Tropical Storm Lee, the reserve fund dropped to $468,000. When I departed, it was at $2.2 million. We had oversight of the numerous road projects that I mentioned earlier. In addition, I worked on the extraction of the township from the Granada Gym business, saving $300,000 annually. Led the new fire station project from concept through completion. Led the first renewable energy project in the township, again the solar array, with $3 to $4 million of saving over the lifetime of that project. I've negotiated numerous labor contracts with the union I staff here. And my attributes here is I believe through my leadership, I had a very stable board. It was collaborative and inclusive with the members on that board. And I stand ready for your questions.
Mr. Foley, what are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Finally got my Italian club membership card.
Very good.
So I'll be visiting you soon, I guess. I got three questions for you this time.
Three?
Yeah, three of them. You're Mr. Special tonight. My first one involves the pending lawsuit that we have against you and your group have against the township. All right. And
can I clarify something?
Yes, you can.
I'm not a principal to the lawsuit.
You're not anymore.
I've never been a principal to the lawsuit. My role in that is as a real estate professional with an assemblage of ground, and I represented the interest of a purchaser for an entitled property. That's it. I'm not a principal in the lawsuit in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, because my question was, how can you reconcile that in being an unbiased arbiter of any?
At this point,
it still applies.
And at this point, a judge has ordered, or a judge has ruled in the first matter,
right.
And that was, it was to be found that there was a fully, legally, lawful, entitled property that the township did not deal in good faith with, and it was an unjust decision, one in which I think I'd shared with every board member at the time that I thought it was discriminatory, and in fact the judge agreed with that.
Right, well, it's been remanded back to us, so we're
no, I understand.
Okay. Second question. It's been known that you've had at times rocky relationships with the number of the Hershey entities. How can you reconcile those issues and work with the board moving forward?
The Hershey entities?
Yeah.
Hershey
Fire Company.
There have been some. I spent 23 years and I had my thanks for service dismissed. As other board members are well aware, there are some 700 years of service and probably 35 people that have been dismissed from there. For various reasons, and I think it's a personnel issue. And you're very much aware that those groups have come in here, and I have reported that back when I was the emergency services liaison. I still think it's a problem. So, okay. if you're it requires leadership. Ignoring it is not that leadership, though.
Okay, thank you. And my last question is the one I've been asking everybody else. Would you want me to read it back to you?
Go ahead.
Okay. What is your position on the new HCC is contracted for? And what is your position that the contractors for the HCC should be released immediately to avoid putting the township in jeopardy of contract default and thus costing the township an estimated $3 million in cancellation costs or default costs, in addition to nearly $8 million already accounted for in sunk costs?
Mr. Sabuna, if we could go through those numbers, because I think some of those that's not the same numbers that we're hearing. And when you say it over and over again, I think people start to think that those are the numbers. So could we maybe just put them on and we could talk about those numbers instead of keeping on saying them, because we're not sure.
Are you willing to discuss this now?
The $3 million is subjective. That's not.
I think you can get to the same question without
yes.
the numbers, and then that way we're not continuing to put them
for me.
But I think you get the gist of the
question. For me, and from the information that I have, and I'll point out that when we started this process, I was seated on the board, and I did vote to move forward with the pool, senior center, recreation center concept. At that point, it was an $18 to $22 million project. It has grown substantially. I do believe some of a bunch of the numbers are very suspect. I do have concerns. So, am I privy, as I had been, to numbers and the raw data? I'm not. So I would want to bring myself up to speed with that. And more important, let's bring the team back in. We all need to have a sit down. If the numbers are all accurate, both from projections to actual cost, and everything is covered, then we have some decisions to make. If it's fully funded, and we have the income to support that, and the debt coming in to pay for everything, that's all material information that I need to have. I'm not convinced right now that I have all that information.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
John, same question for you. So if you were appointed to the seat tonight, what would you do to mobilize the board and get this project moving in a direction as quickly as possible?
I think, as I shared, I think it's about bringing the team together. I don't know if the new board members have met with the construction team, if there's been a collaborative meeting with both sides. Listen, everyone's here because this is a sticking point. So there's got to be a common ground that we're able to bring together, whether it's amongst our board members, or it involves the contractors, or bringing in the consultants so that there's a more full and an accurate understanding of the figures and how they are going to impact our taxpayers.
Mr. Foley?
If same question, what do you think the responsibilities of local government are?
Well, it is, in fact, as it's been stated a number of times, the three ones. You're going to have public safety, public works, and then the administration, which is going to include the multitude of things, parks and rec, library, industrial and commercial development. All of those different committees all play a critical role in servicing our taxpayers.
I'll let you off the hook. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Ronald Furlan.
Good evening. My name is Ron Furlan. I live at 1903 Limestone Drive in the Deer Run Townhouse Development, right south of Humboldt Middletown Road. Pleasure being here tonight. I'm probably the newest member of the township coming up here to talk to you. I moved here in 2007. I did not raise a family here. I've never taken advantage of the community center, the existing one. So I kind of come into this with not a preconceived notion of what should be there or what not should be there. I can be very objective. I have over 40 plus years of civil engineering under my belt. Some of it spent private practice, most of it spent working with the Department of Environmental Protection for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I was a project manager, managing construction grants projects. One of the biggest ones I managed was in Philadelphia. It was over $800 million. Of course, I didn't do it myself, but I was involved in that. I am a licensed engineer here in Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey. I'm also a licensed planner. So I have a lot of experience from management standpoint, both within the Department of Public Service as well as in my private practice that I had. I retired in 2016 from the Department of Environmental Protection, which opened the door for me to actually start participating in public service. Since there's kind of a prohibition as an agency with the department, you cannot work in advisory committees with people that you regulate. So it kind of puts a damper on people volunteering too much to work with their municipalities. My wife's been here since 1993 in this area. I bring to the table is, again, total objectivity. I've never run for office here. I really am not beholden to anybody, not that you guys are, but you've developed friendships and prejudices and whatever through the years that may or may not affect what you do. I work with the Derry Township Municipal Authority. I worked with Mr. Zamuda for a little bit. We've had some pretty good projects going on there. We've undergoing right now, we're looking at a pretty large expansion, not just there, but in the future years down at the Southwest facility we own south of Clearwater. So we're making some big decisions, we're making some big moves. We just did some tremendous landscaping moves, and doing that we found ways of saving money on those contracts, and a significant portion of money. I think moving forward, we need to move forward. What I find this township suffering from in this position with HCC facility is you kind of have a paralysis from analysis. The board, from when I started out, came out with a pretty robust program. They had meetings, they had people pretty much laying out what they wanted. It was transparent in my mind, maybe not all the numbers were, but who knew what the numbers were at that time. I think you were shotgunning ideas, and there were a lot of ideas. Where the mistake went, I think, with the original facility was it addressed wants more than it addressed needs. And so when you start dealing with all the wants that people want, you end up with something bigger than what you need. I was glad to see that the original contracts were rejected and you went back to the drawing board and reduced the size of the facility, took away some of the things that kind of were extravagant. I also see in the plan that you have before you that you're still leaving in some areas where you think, gee, I'm going to monetize this and therefore try to bring money into the facility that, you know, not just out of the community center, but put something there that we can make money on and therefore lower the cost of operations to the citizenry. In my years as engineering, even planning, there's very few community projects I have seen that really ended up in the black. And it's just the nature of the beast, because you have facilities being used by people, some of which cannot afford to use those. I have experiences, I have known people from YMCAs, for example, who have programs where they basically give reduced rates to people who, for any other circumstance, wouldn't be able to use their facilities. And so they end up they don't necessarily always operate in black. And so there is going to be a burden in the municipality. What we need to do is to find ways to reduce that burden as much as possible. And that's what, and I've done those projects, and I think I can bring that to the table. Thank you.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I haven't seen you for, a month or so?
Yeah.
Everything good at DTMAC?
It's miss and miss.
understand. My question is the same as the others, and I think you essentially answered it. What's your position on the HCC is contracted for, and what's your position the contract should be released immediately to avoid putting the township in jeopardy?
Again, the trigger words there is immediately, as everybody raised. I don't know, it can be immediately. I'd like to look and see what's there, talk to everybody, understand what your feelings are, see what, if we need to go forward with what we have, which I think we should. The footprint, as I've seen it, is not bad. You've got rid of the second floor, you got rid of the major foundation that would have been necessary for that second floor. The spread footers you put in there now and the drawings seem to be adequate for what you're doing. So there's nothing that I see that shouldn't keep the facility from moving forward. However, we really need to take a close look as to what can we do with the contract moving forward to, one, reduce its cost, and number two, if we can't reduce the cost too much, then look at how we can monetize that facility. I don't want to look back in the past. You know, again, you can just, if you keep looking back, you never move forward.
Thanks, Mark.
Hi, Ron, how are you?
Susan.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
No problem.
Same question, and I want to make sure you and the others know, it's not that our board isn't attempting to work together. We are trying very hard and talk almost daily to try to move this project forward, but without a fifth supervisor, we are a little hampered. So as a fifth supervisor, how would you help this board move forward, and how would you help the community center project move forward?
Well, again, I'd like to meet with everyone. I don't know if I need to meet with you individually. I think time is of the essence, and so whether or not there would be time to sit down with each of you and discuss what your pros and cons are about a facility, it should be done in a group. I don't think we should vote on anything to avoid any kind of sunshine challenges, as it seems to be the modus operandi of people of the day, constantly coming back and challenge every little thing that you do. And I would like to see us get together and figure out how we make this work and move forward.
Hi, same question. What do you think the role of local government is?
Excuse me?
The purpose that you're feeling on local government, what are the purposes of local government?
It's pretty much similar to everybody else. Of course, public health and safety are number one. And after that, you can become, to me, it's a fiduciary responsibility. There are people here, and me being one of them, that's living on a fixed income now. You know, you don't want to have taxes eating away at everything that you do. School district taxes, residential taxes, you know, it's tough. I can understand it's tough, and I have a pension, thank God. But, you know, you don't, that only goes so far. And so I think a fiduciary responsibility is right up there with, you know, the public health and safety. Because if you make people broke, they're not, the public health and safety is going to follow. Infrastructure is a big thing. We have inadequate roads. We see your growth coming, you know. I'm kind of a growth guy. I like to see growth because it does offset some of your taxes that are necessary, but I want smart growth. I don't want just throwing housing developments up next to inadequate highways. And unfortunately, a lot of that has to do with dealing with the state, you know, the PennDOT 12-year plan, and so on. So there's a lot of complexities there. I have some experience with that, so I can bring that to the board as well.
Thank you.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for throwing your hat into the ring.
Oh,
it's not an easy thing to do. I look forward to serving with you on DTMA, and I think all the tough questions have been asked, so I have nothing else this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I look forward to your vote.
Thank you. Beth Shaw. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, Darien Township Supervisors, Darien Township staff, and fellow residents. I'd like to outline myself in three broad categories in introducing you to my contributions that I would make to the supervisors and the community in general. First area, my contributions to Darien Township. My husband Jason Peterson and I have lived in Darien Township for over 20 years. I am a licensed psychologist and I currently serve Milton Hershey School as Executive Director of Student Support Services. And in total, I have served Milton Hershey School for over 26 years. My husband, Jason, is also a school psychologist within Darien Township School District. And our daughter, Ella, she is a member of the Hershey High School graduation class of 2020 this year, and we're very proud of her. I also have historical connections to Darien Township. My parents moved my brother and I to Hershey when I entered the first grade, and I spent my formative years in Darien Township, and I'm a proud member of the Hershey High class of 1978, so you can now begin calculating my age if you wish. Since returning to Darien Township in the 1990s, I have an increased appreciation for the uniqueness of Darien Township, and especially for the vision and wisdom of Milton and Catherine Hershey in their creation of this special community. I believe it is the responsibility of those who oversee our township to uphold the ideals of Milton and Catherine Hershey. I also, my second broad category, much service to Darien Township. I believe in giving back and being in service to a community that has given much to my family and myself. I have served on a number of community boards and committees during the last two decades. Currently, I'm serving my eighth and final year as a board member to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Pennsylvania, of which I am currently the secretary of the board. Jason, Ella, and I, along with our dog Coco, are active volunteers in the Caring Hearts Pet Therapy Program. Coco is a therapy dog, and monthly we visit the Hershey Rehabilitation Hospital in both adult units as well as a pediatric unit. We also visit the Ronald McDonald House monthly, and in the summers participate in the Tales for Tales program at the Hershey Library. This foundation of service was instilled in my brother and I by our parents. In the late 60s and 70s, our father was a Boy Scout leader for the troop through Fishburne Church. And at the same time, my mother was a Girl Scout leader for that same through that same church. In more recent years, my mother led the petition at Giant and Hershey for the installation of the American flag that flies today in their parking lot. I could go on for hours about my mother's contributions. My brother, Lewis Shaw, currently serves as a school board director for Darien Township School District. Now I'll move on to my third area, professional skills, expertise, and experiences that I would bring to the board and township. As a psychologist, I am trained in research and the importance of data-driven decisions. My approach to complex problems and arriving at a decision is an objective one, based on thorough analysis of both quantitative and qualitative data available, and seeking to understand all divergent perspectives. Over the years, I have facilitated and led numerous task forces that have resulted in significant programmatic, policy, and procedure changes. My approach is one of consensus building among groups of key stakeholders who represent a range of experiences, expertise, and perceptions. The integration of diverse views in consensus will always yield better outcomes. Two specific examples were preparation for the potential pandemic in the early 2000s, and a review of Title III ADA compliance for our community. As a result of these two experiences, I have a solid working knowledge of experiences, a solid working knowledge on matters related to ADA Title III and community-wide pandemic planning. My entire career as a psychologist and administrator has been working with children, teens, and families, especially those who have experienced adversity in their lives. Darien Township continues to experience greater diversity among our residents, including an increasing proportion at the lower SES ranges. I would bring to the board a well-grounded understanding of families' experiences across all levels of SES.
As an administrator and leader, I am highly motivated, self-directed, and authentic. I lead by example and will engage in difficult conversations rather than avoiding those challenging circumstances. I do uphold the ideals of fiscal stewardship. I both directly manage and supervise directors who manage multi-million dollar annual operating budgets. I have experience as serving as a project advocate for two separate capital building projects totaling over $60 million. And so I'm fully well aware of capital building projects that are inclusive of budget management, contingent planning and funding, as well as the often overlooked FF&E and ongoing associated operating costs. Throughout my career, I have collaborated with lawyers, architects, a multitude of healthcare professionals, and the greater legal community. I have engaged in the development of numerous contracts, both for services as well as union contracts, and so I have the understanding of the RD negotiations. Given my connections and service to Derry Township, and in addition to my professional skills and experiences, I would add value to Derry Township and the Board of Supervisors. My goal is to simply be in service to our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to ask?
I do, and if with permission, I'd like to just combine both of your questions.
That's all right.
I have been to a number of meetings that have addressed the Community Recreation Center. As a matter of fact, I believe I was posted horrifically on Penn Live one time. We absolutely need a multi-generational community recreation center for this community. And this has stalled long enough. However, I don't have all of the information that all of you have sitting in front of me. And so based on my methodology of arriving at decisions, I would need to have access to all of the information that you've had throughout your executive sessions, as well as all the data and looking at all the details. And I do believe that together there can be a consensus reached so that we could quickly move forward with this project.
May I ask you a quick follow-up?
Absolutely.
Since you're combining ours into two. So,
sure.
As you look at the role of a community center in our community specifically, what do you see that, and what kinds of services do you think are important for us to invest in for our residents?
Absolutely. I actually served on the community committee that helped with the initial crafting of the concept of the community center. And certainly when I speak to multi-generations, when you look at research and raising children, multi-generations is important. And you need to attend to all of their needs in any community. And so certainly if we had a community rec center that supported the Mueller Center, and we also had sufficient space for after school programming, and also for summer programming. Right now I know that they're using the elementary buildings, but that what child wants to be in their school building all year long? They deserve to have a different kind of space. We need to meet the needs of parents who are working, so they do need to have a place to go. And we absolutely need to have swimming pools. We need a competition pool, and we need to have some leisure water. That is something we have always had as a community. And for those of us who've lived in Hershey for many years, recall that the original rec center was actually in the theater building. And the rec center that we call the rec center today was actually the plaza, and it was just the swimming pool. And so our needs have changed in this community. And there is a wide range of needs, but they all need to be brought together in a facility that the entire community can enjoy and benefit from.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for your remarks. What do you think the priorities of local government are?
Very consistent with everyone else. I really believe that we have responsibility for the safety and security of our residents, as well as for public works, and then there's the parks and recreation and all of the facilities and amenities that any community should really be able to enjoy. And the thing I will say about taxpayers tonight, it seems to me as they're lumped together into one giant group. There's great diversity among our taxpayers, and I don't think you're going to have consensus among them in any one decision that would ever come to the board. And so that's part of the board member's responsibility, is to sort through all that and come to the best decision based on the greater community interest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for your work with the Milton Hershey School and all your charitable contributions. I know your brother. He's a great guy.
He's my role model.
Yeah, he is. And thank you very much for putting your hat in the ring. As I've said to everyone, this is not an easy thing to do. I don't have any further questions. I'm sorry, after listening to the other questions, it's been a long evening. I will thank you for your submission and for your thoughts. There's a Quakertown High School grad in the audience, though, so don't tell them that you are affiliated with the Sell Perk Schools.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening. First, I'd like to thank you for listening to the seminar with us. I'm kind of glad I was seventh and not first. But a lot of the answers have been answered, though, unfortunately. So my name is Joyce St. John. I am a longtime community member. I've raised my children here. I've raised three children here who I've now decided they'd rather live in other areas of the country, which is unfortunate, but they had a wonderful experience. I look back at the experience in Hershey. It's a very unique community. It allows our local government as well as our school district to occupy the same boundaries, which is unique and a great benefit to all that is involved. I have always felt that community service is important. I have served on the Planning Commission for 8 years. I served on the Design Review Board as well. I've enjoyed my time there immensely. It is difficult at times when there is discourse among the community on decisions that are made, and I know how hard those decisions are. And you have to make the decisions based on the information that's given, as well as the guidelines through our zoning and other regulations to make those decisions and follow those. And that is where a lot of those decisions are made. And at times, we do step back and say, hey, we had a miss. And maybe everything hasn't been perfect and it needs to be revisited, which we have had several times. From a professional standpoint, I'm an engineer, a Lehigh engineer, which should be appreciated. Throughout my career, I was a project manager. I have done project management for the Hershey entity in both the school as well as the factory. I was a process engineer and project manager on the Reese brands. I worked with the school doing construction and fit outs of the finalizing the senior hall. I have worked with the trust as a project manager on some of their projects as well. My most recent was working as a project manager with the Hershey Company in their IT division as a IT project manager. So I have a lot of experience looking at projects, looking at cost analysis. One of my skill sets that is very strong is organizational skills, being able to look at the problem, figure out what your different issues are and try to get them off the board. And I ran capital projects that way. I've run volunteer organizations that way. And I would bring that to the board. I have to say, I hope the board, the sitting board, is able to come to consensus and choose the fifth supervisor. I think I would fit that seat very nicely. I think you've listened to a lot of people this evening who also could do quite a good job, and that everyone seems very compassionate about it. And that's kind of who I am.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Joyce. Appreciate
it. I can answer your question if you'd like to read it. But
well, I wanted to thank you for your service with the other two boards that you're on.
Okay.
Now, and I think I sat in on a couple of boards. Did very well.
And at times, I've made some people very unhappy.
Well,
that's
part of the job, isn't
world.
It?
Yes.
Yeah, really. If you want to answer my question, go ahead.
Well, I don't believe that the immediate thing is to cancel contracts. That would be irresponsible without understanding the impacts. And those impacts have to be clearly understood. I do believe there's room in the project that there can be consensus amongst the board members. There's a lot of very good things there. I think it's very true, the taxpayers, our constituency, and there's been a very loud voice on response to the Rec Center throughout the community. It's very important. You know, we have to have the facility that we have and those that were given. So you need to have a swimming pool. I mean, you need your swim team to be able to compete. They've always had it. The old Rec Center needed extensive repairs. And I don't think anyone ever challenged the need to improve what was there. At this point, there are opportunities to come to consensus and with change orders if necessary to have an acceptable plan that everyone can come together with. I don't think the answer is you cancel contracts. And so that's my answer.
That's fair. Thank you very much.
So if you were appointed to the board, how would you help the board and this project move forward?
You know, very similar to what everyone else has said. And again, you know, that talking to each individual to understand the perspective is very important. But at the same time, it's also important for the entire board to be able to sit down and discuss in a more informal manner to really kind of hash out the ideas and come to consensus. I first would have to understand everyone's concerns. I would also have to understand the financial implications and the financial benefits. And under, you know, I went through all those different reports, and there's some conflicting information in there about what the actual costs are and the projections and what is realistic and what is optimistic. And I think that's very important to understand before a decision is made. Anything else?
No. Joyce? Same question. What do you feel that the role of local government is?
Well, first of all, I think the role of local government and the participation of the constituency is very important because local government affects our lives much greater than the state or the national level. And people don't seem to realize it because you don't get the press time. You know, government has things they do very, very well. And, you know, public safety, infrastructure, parks and recreation, those are the things the private sector cannot provide for you. One of the, what I would say the prize of the township is, actually there were two, the response to the large flood and the immediate repair of our infrastructure was amazing. At that time, I don't know if people remember, but Bullfrog Pond was pretty much destroyed. And like, it broke my heart when that happened. And I had contacted Matt Candina, and we arranged to have a community cleanup of Bullfrog Park. The Girl Scouts came in, the Boy Scouts came in. I don't know if people remember that event. But it really brought the community together because that was something they all had ownership to kind of love for, and it was destroyed. So local government needs to take care of those things the private sector cannot do. And they have to keep the community safe, keep the roads substantial, and provide those other services that you cannot get out of the private sector.
Thank you.
Joyce, thank you. Your experience and background speaks for itself. Thank you, and thank you for answering all the questions. You got two Lehigh guys here, as you know.
Hey,
they switched to the Mountain Hawks when I was a junior, so I'll give you an easy question. Mountain Hawks or engineers?
Engineers.
My poor granddaughter.
Yes. Engineers with the old engineer symbol.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all.
On behalf of the entire board, we'd like to thank all of the candidates for putting in your resumes, for being here, and for speaking out tonight. Mark Moyer told me along the campaign trail, he said, you know, you knock on a lot of doors and you will be amazed at how many amazing residents we have here in Derry Township. And I saw it. I saw it when we knocked on doors all throughout this last year, and we see it here tonight with the amazing candidates that came out to put themselves in front of us and to offer to serve our community. So thank you all for being here and for sharing this evening with us and putting yourselves out there. We really appreciate that.
No, I was just
agreeing.
Definitely.
Okay, so now that we have heard from the seven candidates, we will now open up the floor for board members to make nominations, and we will go from there.
Do we have a couple minutes to go over our notes?
Sure. Is that okay? Is that okay? Okay.
You want to take a 5-minute recess?
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody wants to start to use the restrooms?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll just stay put.
Yeah, okay. I don't have to go anywhere. Okay. If you guys want to go, go.
Okay, so we'll take just a very brief 5-minute recess.